Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. The fiscal session has begun, which means all eyes are on the state capitol to see if the Arkansas Works program can survive another close vote for passage, despite the loss of several yes votes in the Senate due to death and resignations. Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett and I discussed this topic, but we begin with a tribute to the longtime parliamentarian of the House of Representatives, the late, great Tim Massanelli, who passed away last week. Let's begin with the passing of Tim Massanelli, the former House parliamentarian of the Arkansas House of Representatives, the boss as he was known. And here we are at the start of a fiscal session, which he's been retired for a few years now. But your recollection of Tim Massanelli?
I started covering the state capitol in 1980. And I can think of no other person who more typified Arkansas legislative politics, that culture, than Tim Massanelli. I mean, I'd say Clinton, Pryor, and Tim Massanelli, one, two, three, in any order. The parliamentarian was the chief of staff of the House. He ran the House staff, but he also sat by the Speaker of the House, who in those days was purely ceremonial, whoever was senior and was ready to do it. And they only met biennially, not every year. And his job was to make sure the Speaker could handle all the procedure properly, and to be the enforcer and interpreter of the rules as the debate arose. And it gave him great power, but he used it in service to the Speaker. Whatever the Speaker wanted, Tim Massanelli could be his strongest, best, most articulate, most informed advocate. Bob Johnson wanted to securitize the tobacco settlement rather than spend it. He wanted to send it down to Stevens and let everybody make some money off of it. And I sat with Bob Johnson, and the strongest arguments at his side for the interview were Tim Massanelli. And I remember thinking, and I say this as purely as a compliment, Tim, I didn't say it to him, but I'm thinking, Tim, if you wanted, you could take the other side just as forcefully, depending on who the speaker is. I mean that as a compliment. His job was to, in service to the staff and in service to the House. The consummate, and I say this complimentary too, in a complimentary way too, good old boy. Yeah. Backslapper, get along with everybody, tremendous sense of humor. And over the years, what a book he could have written if he wanted. Sitting up there in the perch of the House Speaker's chair right beside him, observing the sometimes eccentric characters who came in and out of that House over the years, if you could get him in a social setting, as I did a couple times, with maybe a light beverage, and let him, it was like a stand-up routine, to hear him talk about
the... He was funny and colorful and great stories.
And, yeah, great stories, and he could size these people up, of course, usually after they were gone, beautifully. An institution, a true institution. So sorry that he's gone.
All right, the fiscal session begins. The real drama is over Arkansas Works. We've discussed it several times here. It does sound like there are some senators who have been no votes in the past who want to get to yes. Democrat Gazette reporting on a couple of them over the weekend. The governor kind of telling me in our weekend interview that it's not so much of them flipping their votes, it's just that we have moved Arkansas Works to a more conservative position. It sounds like they're going to get there.
It did occur to me, that same conclusion, in the Sunday Democrat Gazette piece. Senator Alan Clark, who's...
And Scott Flippo from up in Mountain Home.
And what you heard them saying is, if you can read between the lines and interpret, look, ASA's trying to get this thing conservatized for us, and it's not his fault that it hasn't come through just yet. And second, we'll know for sure at the end of the biennium, in the next session, and we'd really... This is a broad interpretation of what they're saying. We really don't want to make a lot of trouble and kill this thing right now with these things pending, and the real fight would come next year when we would know more. So they're both trying, it seems to me, to not give a, not change their, as the governor says, not change their opinion of it, which is that they don't like it, but looks like he's trying to make it better. We know he's trying, and let's, we're looking for, when somebody says, I'm looking for a way to get to yes, it's often a sign that they will get to yes. So we may, we may, by the skin of our teeth, pass this thing again. If not, you know, by the start of the fiscal year, two of the vacancies which complicate the thing will be filled, probably by yes votes. So we'll probably get it done with more drama, with a little brinksmanship. Yeah. But yeah, I think your observation is exactly correct, and I think those are the reasons.
If it gets too conservative, if Arkansas Works gets too conservative,
you've
got the real peel back of the 100 to 138% population. You've got the work component in there. Yeah, if you start getting too conservative, is it still a good program? Do the Democrats continue to support it?
There's a calculus here. There really is. I mean, it's just trying to keep this equation. But yeah, the things that get you to the three-fourths by picking up the very conservative votes, which is a work requirement, still pending, the waiver's still pending, which is taking everybody from 100 and 138% of poverty and doing away with their Medicaid subsidy or their Medicaid and put them on the federal plan. You have to, is there a point at which the Democratic minorities, which could complicate, which could block it, do they say no, you can't do that? I don't think so. I've had a lot of discussions with some of the Democratic legislators, and in their meetings they talk about that kind of thing, and then cooler heads prevail.
That's Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett with recollections on former House parliamentarian Tim Massanelli and thoughts on the opening of the fiscal session in Little Rock. You can catch more of our interview plus big news from Northeast Arkansas and across the state at talkbusiness.net. I'm Roby Brock. A special shout out to Dr. Burt Greenwalt, Chancellor Kelly Dampus, and the entire ASU campus for the warm welcome everyone gave me this week at the 24th Annual Arkansas State Agribusiness Conference. It was a great crowd, a great event, and I know that great things are ahead for the region's farming community. Well, that's all for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.